Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody, it's Friday, which means it's time for a bonus meditation. I remember hearing at some point a line from a poem, I think it was Walt Whitman, something about I contain multitudes. I never actually knew what that meant until I started meditating, when I started seeing what I suspect many of you may see, which is that we all have these sort of various competing neurotic programs in our minds, like a jealous voice, an angry voice, a planning voice, that are all, as I said, sort of competing for salience at any given moment. Once you see these various characters, there's a temptation, I think, from some of us to slay the dragon, but as you may have heard me say before, the answer is actually not to slay the dragon. That's pretty aggressive and likely just to make the voices or characters even stronger, but counterintuitively, it's to hug the dragon. And so that's what today's meditation is all about, and it's from a great teacher named Don Mauricio. Don hasn't been on the show as a guest yet. We're going to remedy that soon, but she's been practicing and studying insight meditation since 2005, she graduated from Spirit Rock's four-year retreat teacher training program. And so I think you're in good hands here. One thing to say before we dive in is that this is part of a special series of meditations that we've posted inside the 10% Happier app in conjunction with our friends over at Apple TV+. Right now, they're running the second season of a show that I love and many of my teammates love, called Ted Lasso. It's all about an American football coach who goes over to the UK to coach soccer. Hilarity ensues. Anyway, there are very prominent messages in that show of kindness. This is one of the many reasons why we all love it, and it's worth checking out. And it happens to be hilarious. So I recommend the show, and I really recommend all of the meditations that we are putting out into the world as part of this partnership with Apple TV+. The meditation you're about to hear is from the Kindness Meditation Pack, which is available on the 10% Happier app. If you want more of these meditations, just download the 10% Happier app wherever you get your apps and then tap on the Singles tab to find the rest of our Kindness Meditations, or just click on the link in the show notes for this episode. Okay, over now to Don Mauricio.
Hi, this is Don. Some days, the thought of becoming your own friend can feel impossible, while other days it just feels selfish. Either way, it's easy to care for everyone else at the expense of our own needs, yet it's imperative that we start with ourselves. In this loving-kindness meditation, inspired by Susan Piver, you'll offer loving wishes to the many different parts of yourself, your imperfections, contradictions, multitudes, and all. Let's get started. Begin in a position that expresses the loving kindness you have or wish to have. It can be seated, reclined, or leaning up against something for support. Let your body relax and be at rest. Start by bringing to mind an image of yourself in your ordinary form. This is the you that you're most familiar with, the version of yourself you see in the mirror. You can imagine yourself in your mind's eye, or get a felt sense of yourself as you repeat the following phrases, silently or out loud, at your own pace. May you be happy and healthy. May you be safe. May you be guided by love. May you live with ease. Let any feeling arise with the words, even if they may seem contradictory to this practice at first. if need be. Adjust the words and images so that you can find the phrases that best open you. Next, bring to mind the version of you that is lovable or loved. Depending on how you feel right now, it may be hard to feel into this, in which case you can consider borrowing the eyes of someone in whose capacity to love you trust, whether you know them or not. This could be a mentor, a friend or a loved one, an ancestor, or a spiritual teacher. May you be happy and healthy. May you be safe. May you be guided by love. May you live with ease. Finish this round of loving kindness by coming back to your breath or body after reciting your last phrase. Notice the feelings and emotions that have arisen without trying to change them. Next, see yourself as your most important teacher. There is a part of you that is wise and intuitive. It's the part of you that motivates you to meditate and keeps you practicing. The part that naturally cares for yourself when you're struggling and delights in your successes. Offer this you loving kindness. May you be happy and healthy. May you be safe. May you be guided by love. May you live with ease. Now bring to mind the difficult part of yourself. This does not mean what you dislike about yourself, but instead, it's the part of you that is most fragile and wounded, and therefore acts in ways that creates chaos for you and those in your life. See yourself as this person who is trying their best despite being sometimes confused. Offer loving kindness to this version of yourself. May you be as happy and healthy as possible. May you be as safe as possible. May you be guided by love as much as possible. May you live with ease as much as possible. Finally, bring all of these seemingly contradictory pieces together that make up this unique and necessary expression of life that is you. The interesting, the wise, the mysterious, the difficult, and offer loving kindness to all of you. May you be happy and healthy. May you be safe. May you be guided by love. May you live with ease. The more you're able to honor and love the complex being that you are, with the many parts of yourself, the easier it'll be to see and honor the complexity of the people in our lives. Eventually, being more loving and compassionate, or even just tolerant, will become more accessible. Gently open your eyes or lift your gaze. Slowly take in shapes and light, while also tuning into how you feel now. Thanks for giving this practice a try. See you next time.
Big thank you to Don Mauricio. We'll be right back here on Monday with a brand new episode. We're going to be talking about how to end email with Cal Newport. We'll see you all on Monday for that. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman, from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in our newest season, we track the power struggles within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it all says about the future and safety of artificial intelligence. Make sure to follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dives and daily business content, listen to Wondery. the destination for business podcasts, with shows like The Best One Yet, Business Wars, and many more. Let me tell you, Wondery means business.